Welcome to another edition of Turnbuckle Trash. Today, from the Turnbuckle Trash Stitchin', we'll talk to Zane as we get ready for the road to WrestleMania. Ajay Salveson is back to talk about his love of WrestleMania week. And also, we'll talk to Christopher Evans on Chris on the Mat as we take a salute to the Hall of Fame and also some predictions for this week's WrestleMania. All coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Good afternoon, everyone. Joining me live in studio
are the kitchen.
Can you say that?
In the studio? It's a studio, unless people don't know.
But can you say it in your radio voice, though?
Live and direct from the kitchen of Dave Denton in Logan, Utah. Here it is, Turnbuckle Trash.
And who's joining you?
Joining me live in studio today is none other than the guy who comes up from Snow College every once in a while. You might hear him every once in a while here on the Once in a While channel. This is Zane Peterson.
Well, that's quite an introduction.
Hey, once in a while.
Once in a while.
Once in a while.
Wasn't there, you did some time in country radio, didn't you?
I've done a lot of country in my day.
Wasn't there a song about,
she opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes as she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me. She'll say, every once in a while.
Yes, I know that now.
Everybody.
It's not Blackhawk, is it?
I don't know. It's Blackhawk or somebody. I don't know.
I can't remember. It's been a long time. I mean, I do oldies radio now, you know? Because I'm an old man. Okay. Do you do this while you're working or something?
Just every once in a while.
Okay, just every once in a while. Well, you know, we're getting close.
So, let's explain to everybody, give them a photo, an explanation here, since they can't see the studio.
Yes, we will describe it because we are professional radio announcers.
Right here in front of me, to my right, in between Dave and I, in the studio. I keep saying studio.
Yes.
Is that
kitchen?
You're ruining the professionalism of the podcast.
It's a professional kitchen.
Oh. So if it's a kitchen and a studio, would it be a cudio or a stitchin?
I like stitchin better.
The stitchin.
Like
so in the stitchin.
The stitchin.
I've got a cool announcer's table that Dave purchased with one of his toys. How old are you and you still play with toys?
61.
61?
I love toys.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I collect toys.
Would you classify yourself as a Toys R Us kid?
No.
Because Toys R Us is closed.
I did make quite a killing at Toys R Us closing, remember?
I do remember.
We both got WWE Championship belts.
Oh, yeah.
That were like regular $150 for like 75.
I'm excited to tell you a story, okay? Okay, so the neighbor comes over the other day. They have a kid that's the same age as my kid, so they play every once in a while. The neighbor came over to pick her kid up, and my wife's giving her the old tour, and my wife's she's a real decorative person. She's got, you know, all this beautiful stuff on the walls, and it all matches, and I still have my belt on display on top of the entertainment center. And
I thought she was going to make you take that down.
Every time she takes it down, I put it back up. Oh. And every time she puts the Hell in the Cell chair in the closet, I take it back out. And so anyways, here's this nice decorated room. And the lady goes, is that a wrestling belt? And my wife's like, yes, my husband really likes wrestling. And she's like, I've never really heard of many people that like wrestling.
You'd be surprised.
She says, he's downstairs right now recording a podcast on wrestling. She's like, really? So there's
awesome.
A story of my belt.
Okay. There are more people on social media associated with the WWE than the NFL, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League combined.
Wow.
So there's people out there. It's just they're closet fans.
Dave, I know this might just ruin the mood for the podcast and might ruin everything you've... Did you know that wrestling is scripted? There, I said it.
You done ruined my life, man.
It's predetermined, Dave.
I have never been so disappointed in anything
predetermined.
In my entire life. But I've known that ever since I was like in the fourth grade. And I'm a 61-year-old man in a stitching that collects toys.
That's pretty awesome. So, Dave, did I ever get to the thing of the cool thing you had sent here that says nothing else but WrestleMania?
Yeah, it came with one of my little sets I bought one time, and it's a breakaway table, and I've glued it together so it doesn't break away, and I put it right in front of my computer, and it's a WrestleMania table. And
that's
if you look,
cool.
And I'll put this on our Facebook page. It even has a little monitor.
The monitors, dude.
And a little monitor.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We'll put that on our Facebook page, too. So
yeah. So we got... It's like a week away.
This is a Thursday. And then WrestleMania weekend starts a week from today in New York City. WrestleCon has events a week from today in New York City. And then next Friday night, NXT TakeOver. I can't wait for NXT TakeOver.
Well, let's talk about NXT for a minute.
Okay.
There was some recent call-ups. I'm a little confused.
Yeah, me too.
But there was one call-up in particular that is going back down? I guess, is it down or what? I don't understand what's going on.
Well, that's NXT is kind of like the AAA of the WWE. They do call-ups to get to the main roster, and the call-up to the main roster sometimes works and most of the time doesn't, because they bury them.
In this case, it's not working because the person that he was he tagging with is injured.
Oh yeah, you're talking Johnny Gargano, Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Takeover, Johnny Champion. He and Tommaso Ciampa had been called up, and they were teaming together, which they were a very successful tag team as DIY in NXT. And then, of course, you know, the heel change by Ciampa and becomes the champion. But he has one of those injured necks that have forced a lot of people to have surgery. And he's had that surgery. He's out for at least a year.
That long?
Yeah, so the NXT champion has had to relinquish the belt. So at NXT TakeOver, it's going to be Johnny Gargano against the winner of a Fatal 4-Way, or no, it was a Fatal 5-Way from NXT, and that winner was from the Undisputed Era, Adam Cole.
Baby.
And that's going to be a 2 out of 3 fall match at NXT TakeOver for the vacant championship.
I'm excited.
I can't wait because I love Adam Cole. And Johnny Gargano is becoming a favorite.
Do you know the basic card? Has the card been released for NXT TakeOver?
Yeah, I know some of the basics. Shayna Baszler is going to have a 3-way for the NXT Women's Champion. They're going to have the NXT Tag Team Champions, and it's going to be a couple of guys that you've seen on the main roster and Ricochet and Aleister Black teaming together against War Raiders, who are the champs.
That's one of the questions I was going to ask you, is my confusion, is Ricochet's like an amazing singles competitor.
Oh, yes.
Aleister Black is like an amazing singles competitor.
Yes.
Kind of different wrestling styles, different attitudes, different...
They're kind of like the Odd Couple almost.
Yeah, they. I don't know why that the call-ups happened. I'm glad they did because I like both of them a lot. But they've wrestled on all three shows over the last, what, 6 weeks to 2 months?
Yeah, probably.
They've been on NXT. They've been on SmackDown. They've been on Raw. They beat the Revival this past Monday night. They didn't win. It was a non-championship belt. They're fun to watch together, and the two contrasting styles.
Yeah.
But I haven't figured out why they brought them up when they had EC3 sitting in the background basically doing nothing for the past 4 months. You know, they made the big deal about EC3, Lacey Evans, Lars Anderson.
Lars Sullivan?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. He was, and then he had his personal issues with freaking out, basically. So about that time, they made a big deal about bringing EC3 up, all kinds of vignettes, and then they have barely used him. And during Fastlane, when they were getting ready for the Asuka and Mandy Rose championship match, here comes EC3 flirting with Mandy Rose, and that was about it. That's all we've barely, you know, we've seen him a couple of times against Dean Ambrose, and then nothing. I can't figure it out. I would rather him stay in NXT than to come up to the main roster without a plan, and that's what's happened. They're just calling him up, oh, let's bring these guys up, and no plan. No plan at all.
WrestleMania is my favorite time of the year. And the road to WrestleMania is always one of my favorite times of the year as well. But it seems like this year, the road to WrestleMania really has not been... I still think we're in a Model T Ford going up the old dirt logging road, man.
Uh-huh.
Just, where's the... Why are we not in the fast lane? Why are we not moving on the freeway? Why are we not speeding into WrestleMania? I mean, some of the build-ups and stuff are just so lackluster.
Well, I think you and I have discussed a couple times, and I'll go back, is they don't have time to set up. I mean, Fastlane was, what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're already trying to get into WrestleMania. The only thing that has been set up, and I think it's been set up well, is the women's title match with Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, that's really been the only story.
Yeah, that's been the best setup for the whole...
So do you think that... I'm trying to think of how to word it. Do you think that this could be like... are we seeing something just a little bit different here? They're trying something different? Or is this the wave of the future? I mean, what are you... your crystal balls... Your crystal ball is here. Why didn't you tell me it? Every time I ask you if you look in your crystal ball, you always tell me you don't have it.
Well, it's not really a crystal ball. It's a old can of Diet Mountain Dew. So,
well, but the bottom's really shiny.
It is. But I think that some, and this is just a personal opinion again, I think that the WWE has kind of got themselves into a corner with as many pay-per-views as they have and the brands and the brand split that they can't really come up with what they're wanting to do.
So let's talk for a minute about, I mean, I think it'll be a good match. And I mean, I'm a little bit excited for it just for the sheer fact of they're both big names, but Seth Rollins versus oh, sorry, I just burped.
Oh, that was that Fresco.
Brock.
All right, call him Brock Lesnar.
So
you've been more excited about this one than I have.
I mean, I'm just excited because they're both big names, right? And I would reckon that Seth will take the title. And then you'll probably see a Roman Reigns-Seth Rollins feud.
Well, I think originally it was supposed to be Roman Reigns, but with his illness, then they had to come up really quickly with Seth, and they're going to be having, Roman's going to be there. He's going against Drew McIntyre, who I think should be the next champion. Oh, Drew McIntyre.
Well, I'd rather see somebody like that against Brock. I mean, like I said, the only reason why I'm excited for Seth, you know, big name. I think Seth can put on a pretty good match. He could carry Brock pretty well.
And you're going to have to do that. I mean, Brock is a talented performer, but he's getting older. Mm-hmm. And they only let him... I think he can still go, but they only let him do 3 or 4 moves now.
Yeah, and I wonder, is that a personal choice or is that a WWE choice?
WWE.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Suplex City sells plenty of T-shirts and things like that. So, you know, it's all about M-O-N-E-Y.
So let's talk for a minute.
I will talk a minute.
About the liaison for Brock Lesnar.
The advocate?
The advocate.
Paul.
So, let's do a little role play here.
Okay.
Not the kinky kind. Not the kinky kind.
Okay. Thank you very much on that one.
Okay. So, let's pretend that you're a performer and that I am Paul Heyman. Okay? And I'm going to, like, come out and I'm going to be like, hey, you performer, my client Brock Lesnar is, like, the coolest guy in the world and you suck. And then, like, Brock Lesnar beats you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you disappear on the roster somewhere else. And then here comes another guy out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next guy, the next big thing. And Brock and Paul come out and Paul says the same exact thing that he said to the other performer. And he's like,
the reigning, defending. Yeah.
It's like, I like Paul Heyman, but holy shiznit. I'm getting so tired of the same promo over and 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 over again.
You want to add some more overs? That was enough overs for me.
I think it was plenty.
The over-under on the overs is 16, by the way.
Is it?
I agree. I think Paul is still the best in the business when he does the promos, the passion he puts into them. But it is... The stick's getting old, guys.
I mean,
all you can say. The stick is getting old, and I've never been a Brock Lesnar fan. I mean, came in as the next big thing. That's what they brought him in as, the next big thing. And then when he goes to UFC and he gets ill over there, and then he comes back, and I just never have liked what he does in the ring. I just don't. It's just not my kind of thing. Yeah. I like I said, I don't. It's not that the man can't go because he can. It's just I'm not a fan of his.
And you know, him and John Cena and Randy Orton and what's his name, the DiBiase, Ted DiBiase's kid.
Oh, Junior.
Yeah.
DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase Junior. Mm-hmm. There and Dave Bautista were all in Florida Championship Wrestling at the same time.
Florida or was it Ohio
Valley?
Ohio Valley.
Whatever one the WWE was their development.
I think it was Ohio Valley.
And that's NXT now, right? Or
yeah,
is it
basically
not?
That's become NXT.
So is there still... Because I saw that TNA's starting to recruit out of OVW.
Because Al Snow recently purchased that entire promotion. And now they've got this deal with Impact Wrestling. As far as I know, there's no real farm system for the WWE except for the Performance Center and NXT. NXT in England, too, is also one. And I think I've said it once or twice before. I think they're going to probably wind up opening one in Germany. I've been hearing about that. And then hearing, I wouldn't be surprised in Japan.
You think there'll ever be anything on the West Coast?
Very possible. They could do something on the West Coast and,
you're sure seeing a lot come out of Vegas these days.
Yeah, Future Stars of Wrestling puts on a great show. And our friend MK Bandit goes down there quite often.
Yeah. Yeah, and it seems that it's becoming quite a hot spot for... And I guess with that NFL team, you'll probably see a lot more traction in Vegas for a lot more promotions, I'm wondering.
Yeah, I'm hopeful.
Yeah, because that's close enough to us.
There's a Lucha Libre promotion down there also.
Yeah.
I really doubt if they'll come to the West Coast, per se. Mm-hmm. And on ROH, there's a guy named Jeff Cobb, who's their television champion. And Jeff is a former Olympian, and he kind of looks like a Samoa Joe type. He's a big guy who can move. And he got signed by ROH, and then shortly after he was signed with ROH, he won the TV championship. And he put out a tweet that MK Bandit retweeted telling people on the West Coast to get out there because there's a lot of holes that need to be filled because WWE and ROH have been raiding the West Coast. So there's a lot of opportunities here for wrestlers to move up a little bit now.
I'm 35. Do you think I still have a chance?
Don't see why not. DDP was about your age.
And Tombstone Jesus was 41.
That's true. We'll get you hooked up with Manny Lemons.
Yeah.
And let you run the ropes a little
bit. If I wasn't so far away.
Yeah.
That's my problem is I'd have to move to Salt Lake. And Cache Valley traffic's enough to make me want to pull my hair out. I couldn't imagine Salt Lake traffic.
Oh, it's pretty bad, isn't it? Yeah. And I'm still planning on May the 4th going to the Devotion and seeing their wrestling for the first time. Cheeseburger is going to be down there.
Oh,
ROH star.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And their current reigning DCW champion is the younger brother of the Usos. I'm wondering why he isn't in NXT already. I mean, he's got the last name to be there.
You know, sometimes the WWE wants him to get a little seasoning. And maybe Rikishi has kind of said, no, let's hold you back a little bit. The dad?
Yeah.
Because Rikishi has been making several appearances along the West Coast.
Really?
Not necessarily in the ring, but at events. Oh. He's been showing up. So.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool if he came to Salt Lake to watch his kid?
That would be cool.
Oh, man, yeah. That'd be cool.
I would love every minute of it. So
yeah.
I'm surprised Big Vig hasn't had somebody come and grab him up.
Oh, yeah.
I just like his look. I like his ring work. And I think he's awesome.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's good, man. You know, and Manny Lemons has had quite a feud with Big Vig just over the last. It's going to be awesome, dude. I'm excited, too. Yeah, they're doing a lot of cool stuff out of Salt Lake. And you know, I think it's good to support the independents. You know, and that's one thing I've always enjoyed about this podcast is we're not a WWE podcast, which so many other podcasts are. Yeah. We're not an independent podcast. We're not just a one brand or a one particular.
Yeah, and Major League Wrestling. I'm planning on watching their program, which is on the Fight TV network, on their app. You can see that. And I guess Jim Cornette has been doing some of the color commentating for them.
Really?
So,
you know,
I love Jimmy Cornette.
There's a lot of good stuff, like, you know, that championship wrestling. I mean, you know, so do they share talent with, like, the championship wrestling from Arizona and
Yeah,
all
championship
that?
Wrestling from Hollywood, and their sister promotion is championship wrestling from Arizona.
Okay.
And you can see championship wrestling from Hollywood on U2 America, and the championship wrestling from Arizona, I think, is available on Fight TV.
So what's going on while we're on the indie subject? We kind of got off
yeah,
subject.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Goodness gracious. But hey, it's our show. You know what we want, right?
We get paid the not-so-big bucks.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on with the whole NWA? I mean, that made quite a splash there last summer. And it seems like it's kind of, I wouldn't say gone by the wayside, but it doesn't seem like it's getting quite as much traction as it did when Billy Corgan bought the, you know, Billy Corgan was fresh off the TNA deal, and he purchased the NWA and had the YouTube stuff, and they were releasing those vignettes, I guess you'd call them, about their champions, which...
They still do. They still do.
Okay.
Yeah, on their YouTube channel. Nick Aldis is still the champion. Their women's champion, Jade, was just on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Nick Aldis basically goes all over the United States and basically the world defending that belt. And I think All Elite, he's going to be at that too.
And so whatever happened with Cody, so did he and Cody Rhodes fight and he got the belt back?
Yeah,
then,
in Nashville, Tennessee. So Nick Aldis has the belt now, and Cody is just so busy with getting ready for Double or Nothing in Las Vegas in May, that I'm sure he still wrestles, and so does the Young Bucks. They've been showing up at some of the independent scenes and some of the lesser known promotions and wrestling there and getting a big boost for their fans.
So there's been quite a bit of talk of. There's been a few people whose WWE contracts are expiring. The most recent is Dustin Rhodes, aka Goldust. And I noticed he changed, and he put a thing out that said people don't need to speculate and stuff. About maybe a month ago, he changed his Twitter handle and his Instagram from Goldust to Dustin Rhodes. And he's.
Can he use the name Rhodes?
Yeah.
Because Cody can't.
Oh, he can't.
Yeah, because they just introduce him as Cody. Their real name is Runnels. So it might be Dustin or Dustin Runnels. But he might have an agreement where he can use the Rhodes name, but Cody could not. He couldn't call himself Cody Rhodes. He was just called Cody.
Okay. But anyways, I don't know. He did change his Goldust did change it from Goldust to Dustin.
Yeah.
But do you think somebody like Goldust, I mean, he tried his WCW run for a while and stuff, but he do well in a promotion like AEW? I mean, I'm not here to speculate. I'm just wondering if, would that be an, or would he have like a backstage presence?
You know, you and I are big fans of Dustin, and we thought over the last couple of years he's been doing some of his best work until he had that injury. You know, he'd be great backstage. He knows how to train people. He knows storylines, but getting back in in character. I mean, if anybody is completely different than their character in the ring, it's Dustin. He is in no way like Goldust. So I could see him trying to come up with a different type of name and still coming out in that, doing the Goldust character, but a different name. I could still see him doing that, but not on a extended basis. And, you know, it would help his brother if he could, because he's a name.
Do you think that they have, I mean, like AEW, they don't have anything to worry about. I mean, they've got a lot of, that guy is more wealthy that's backing him is more wealthy than Vince McMahon.
Yeah. The big thing that they need to do is they need to finalize some sort of TV deal. They need to get some programming out there. Now, whether that's going to be introduced during the May 25th event, that they're going to have a TV deal. There's been a lot of talk about different networks, including TNT, possibly. Spike TV, which is now Paramount, I think is what they call it. There's been talk about that. But I think for All Elite to really make a, quote, splash, they're going to need to get some sort of TV deal. And they really need to do it fairly quickly.
So, do you see the fire burning out? I mean, like, you know, Double or Nothing sold out in like four minutes.
Yeah.
And so, let's say you know things kind of go quiet for a little while. They go back to ROH and they're hopping around, and then he announces another big event in like Anaheim or something like that, or maybe he takes it to the Midwest and Memphis, or do you see it still, I mean, selling out in 4 minutes if he, you know, they sold out a 10,000 seat arena in, when did
All In last year in Chicago, it took them less than 30 minutes to do
that. And then Double or Nothing sells out 15,000 seats in 4 minutes.
Right.
And so how long does this last for though?
Like I said, they got to get some sort of TV deal or people are going to forget about them. I'm wondering how many people that are listening to this podcast right now really, oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, Double or Nothing. Oh, yeah, that's coming up pretty.
May 25th, yeah. Because you haven't heard a lot about it recently. I'm sure the publicity machine will be, you know, cranking up here pretty quick after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But you've got to have a product out there. You got to have people know who you are and know what you're doing.
You know, they got some pretty good names. You know, Chris Jericho, he ain't no slouch or no dummy. And he's a smart guy, too.
Uh-huh. Well, you got the Young Bucks, you got Cody, you've got SoCal Uncensored. They're all involved with it financially, too, I believe. Yeah, they're going to have to really start ramping up that publicity machine. And I would suspect shortly after Mania, if they don't pull some kind of stunt in New York City anyway, because ROH is having an event with New Japan at Madison Square Garden next Saturday night when they're doing the Hall of Fame, which the WWE got all upset about.
Really?
Yeah. And then MK posted on Facebook something about next year, the WrestleMania, I think, is going to be in Tampa.
Okay.
And they're already trying to discourage other venues from having the smaller events come in like WrestleCon.
Why? It does nothing but help them.
That's what I'm thinking. They're trying to block out WrestleCon, and I have no idea why.
WrestleCon would be awesome, wouldn't it?
I would rather go to WrestleCon, to be honest with you. Joey Ryan is going to be promoting an event there. And, you know, he's a sick puppy. You know,
Dude, you know what? He's got to figure out a niche. You know, and it was just like when our interview with Manny, they said, you know, you're forgettable. They told him, they said, we just don't. It was Manny Smith before. And I don't know how he got the gimmick. He said that
they remembered him because when he did his tryout, he had on a yellow shirt.
Yeah.
And they said to him, you know, yellow shirt, lemon, so use the lemon gimmick. And that's what he's gone with. And he's getting some traction for the now, too.
Yeah, and he's come up with that. I love the, you know, his slogan, you know. Yeah. And so, I mean, here's Joey Ryan, who's a sleaze. And he's taken that sleaze ball character and ran with it, you know.
Yeah, he was on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood 2 weeks ago. And he wrestled for, I think it was the championship. And he takes that lollipop route out of his pants, we'll say. And he's had it in his mouth. And then he puts it back. And then he puts it back in his mouth. Oh, Joey. So the great thing is, even though the WWE makes all the news, or 90% of the news, there's so many other things going on in professional wrestling. Like now, I mean, Major League Wrestling, they're starting to get a little foothold. ROH is, even though they lost so many people to the All Elite, they've been bringing up people. I mean, Bandido, you have got to see this wrestler named Bandido. And they have another Mexican wrestler called Rush, R-U-S-H. You would look at it and say Rush, and you'd start thinking rock and roll. No, he calls himself Rush. And I watched an ROH show that had Rush and Bandido going at each other. And
jaw-dropping.
Though. It was so good. I was so impressed.
You know, and I've seen Impact's, I can't remember, it was somebody on Facebook said, I was a comment or somebody I followed. They're like, oh my gosh, you got to see Impact right now. This is some of the best material that they've put out since, you know, when they first started, but I haven't been following them. And I thought, you know, I really ought to get back on the Impact bandwagon and support them.
Yeah, me too. I have, they're kind of hard to find. And if you have Pluto TV, if you know exactly when it's going to be, they'll play the week of.
Mm-hmm.
But they, most of the time on Pluto TV, they have an entire channel to Impact, but it's older stuff.
Oh.
And every once in a while, they'll play the current, or fairly current wrestlers. Twitch TV, it's a premium service to be able to watch Impact.
Hey, and you know who...
You have Amazon Prime?
I do.
You could get that.
Really?
Yeah, from Twitch TV.
You know who the Twitch TV champion is, don't you?
Uh-uh.
You...
I don't know.
Marty the Moth.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, Marty the Moth is Marty. The Twitch TV champion, dude.
Oh, yeah, I know he's going to be at WrestleCon.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing wrestling. He's going to be doing autographs. What
really?
A great guy.
I've got
what
Amazon Prime. Why am I not watching?
Twitch TV. I think it's an Amazon Prime service. You have to go to Twitch TV and register, I think, since you have that.
Oh, my gosh. You just made my whole night.
Yeah. So I still think, I think you and I talked about it. I'm going to start watching Major League Wrestling along with some of the other stuff I watch on Fight TV. And, boy, if you could watch Impact, keep us up to date with that.
Dude.
We'll get Chris to watch something else, and you know, besides the WWE. And
well, hey, let's just pause for a minute.
Okay.
While we shift gears and thank our sponsors. Who are our sponsors?
Our sponsors today are...
You and me.
You and me.
I'd like to take a moment and thank Dave Denton, our sponsor.
Yes, for, I'd like to thank Zane Peterson, our other sponsor, for his financial assistance.
Hey, we got a few new followers on Facebook.
Yes, we have recently, yeah.
Check us out over there, Turnbuckle Trash.
And Chris always is putting stuff on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And good. We invite Thanks, people who are listening. Jim Valentine, an old friend of
you
mine,
know,
has been on it now.
My wife's cousin, I guess. So would that be a rude term, or would he be my cousin since we're family?
It's your cousin.
My wife's cousin. Lot, he's a closet fan.
Oh,
but
Lot.
He seems to post a lot on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Lot Adams. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've seen him posting a lot.
How
you doing, Lot?
Lot.
We like
Thanks
you
for listening.
A lot.
I see what you did there. Boom.
I have a lot of talent there myself.
We talk a lot about wrestling on
yes,
this show,
do.
Don't we?
Yes, we do talk a lot about that, Lot. So anytime you want to be on a part of our show, beg and give a lot of money to me. We don't call it bribery. Yeah. We call it creative financing.
Yes. So. Or you could sponsor an event.
Yeah, right. Like I got any money. You know, I work in radio, dude.
But, Facebook, Turnbuckle Trash, all one word.
Yeah.
Twitter, Turnbuckle Trash, all one word.
Right.
The email thing, I don't know. We didn't seem to be getting a lot of traction on email, so I haven't...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Plugging that too much, and
I'm looking into trying to put our podcast also on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way to do it, and I just haven't figured it out yet. But
there is. I've done it before, and it took quite a while to
it takes upload. A long time to upload.
Yeah, and I don't remember if there's a better way or not. Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever watched some of the other podcasts on YouTube?
They're terrible,
man. I mean. People, you know, we can't be much better, but there are some people on there that, they could be their own parents. You know, there's some people out there that just don't need to be doing this.
Well,
but
and the ones that watch Raw, but you can't see Raw, and they comment on, oh my gosh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
No.
But anyways, Turnbuckle Trash, Facebook, Turnbuckle Trash, Twitter, seems like. We are getting a little bit more traction, and I know we've said it a ton, but thanks, Manny. Thanks, DCW, because our website hits almost doubled when we featured them on the program. So anything we can do to help us grow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And Tombstone Jesus.
Tombstone Jesus.
He's actually friended me on Facebook, just personal.
Yeah.
And also on our... on our Facebook page, and what an interesting character he is. He's
such
a character,
a stud.
Dude. We're going to have to get him back on. So,
well, you can put your break in right here, and let's shift gears.
We'll be right back after this message. More coming up on Turnbuckle Trash. We're going to talk to Ajay Salveson, and still to come, Chris on the mat.
This is Turnbuckle Trash. Ajay Salveson.
The juice is loose.
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 It's time to take out the trash.
Let's show them what we got, guys.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Hey, welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash as we're getting ready for WrestleMania weekend. A voice we haven't heard very much over the last year because... kind of backed up a little bit, but he's still a friend of the program. Former co-host on Turnbuckle Trash, Ajay Salveson. Welcome back to the trash, my man.
Dave, so good to be back here, man. How are you?
Oh, doing great. WrestleMania weekend.
Man, I can't believe it's already here.
Three great words. Let's say it together and say it with me, please.
Okay.
WrestleMania weekend.
I didn't say it with you.
Why not?
You know, Dave, I still feel and I strongly believe I don't have to do what you tell me to do.
Thank you. I tell you what, I get a lot of respect, too. Respect with my doctor, Dr. Vinny Bumbatz. Well, Ajay, with Rodney Dangerfield, thank you very much.
I love him.
Oh, me too. When you think WrestleMania, what do you think, man?
Greatness, the unexpected, you always watch that thinking, yeah, this is going to happen. This is what I expect to happen. and then you see something and it just makes you drop your jaw. Just makes your eyes go wide open, and then you wake up the next morning and you just want to see the aftermath of it. And that's the other thing I always remember is the aftermath, the post WrestleMania crowds at Raw.
Oh.
One of the best things. In fact, I think Miami still has the very best post WrestleMania crowd I've ever had the chance to watch on TV in my life. It's amazing. You get excited about these kind of things, and it's going to be another good WrestleMania this year.
I think the biggest thing about this year, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, is they have the, quote, main event, the last match, the curtain closer, is really historic because this is a major event, and it's going to feature women wrestlers, Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and the man, Becky Lynch. And the reason I wanted to get your opinion on this, Ajay, because you and I and Zane and Chris, we talked, especially over the last 2 years, about women's wrestling. And you and I were doing the podcast when we were so upset with what they were doing with women's wrestling. We would take, 30 or 40 minutes just lambasting the WWE for not giving the women a chance to shine. And, boy, they took the bait and they ran with it. They've done a great job in women's wrestling recently.
This is going to be one of the better matches you might see in recent memory of WrestleMania. Think about all the matches in the last 9-10 years, and some of them you kind of it makes you yawn. Honestly, there's some matches that you're like, really, that's your main event match.
Uh-huh.
This one, I can almost put my life on that the fact that this will have you on the edge of your seat. I think Becky Lynch has done a phenomenal job promoting herself.
The man.
And I feel like Ronda Rousey has done a great job, and she's starting to find kind of her niche. I think Charlotte Flair, you know, her family's been there, done that. So those kind of experiences kind of help her get ready for this kind of moment. This is awesome. This is historic, and this is well deserved for these three LAs. I just hope it puts you on the edge of your seat because, like I said, we haven't had a main event in a while that's done that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Then they're having the Andre the Giant Battle Royal as part of the pre-show. I think it is. I'm going to complain here.
I think I know where you're going
because
with this.
Braun Strowman's going to be, and you know, more than likely Braun Strowman's going to win this because he is a monster of a man. Get these hands. But they're bringing in some goofballs from Saturday Night Live, and I don't like the storyline. I don't like the way they've been doing it. And, you know, Braun last year had to do that tag team with that little 10-year-old goof, Nicholas.
It just...
What are they doing to Braun Strowman?
You know, that was a mistake. You know, when people come to WrestleMania, they want to see WrestleMania matches, and that wasn't one of them.
Oh, you remember how angry I was.
Oh, absolutely. I was livid.
Perturbed.
And I'm kind of feeling the same this way, and I think actually even more so this one than I was last year's match, because we're talking about one of the greatest wrestlers that ever stepped inside of a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Andre the Giant was the most respected man, I think, maybe in WWE history. Mm-hmm. I strongly still believe that. And to have this memorial battle that has been a tribute to him and what he delivered in the ring, and to have it be this kind of a match, I think is sad. I think is lazy. I think it's pathetic, and I think it's cowardice on the WWE.
I like the word lazy. I don't think there's a lot of thought process going into something that should be a yearly just something every year that people look forward to, and it's almost an afterthought to honor Andre the Giant. And I wish they would just put a little bit more thought into that particular process.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, WrestleMania weekend, it starts. NXT is going to have their takeover event. That's going to be on Friday night. You have got to watch NXT. It is so good.
I have watched a little bit, actually, lately. Yeah. I was kind of impressed.
Last year, it just outshined WrestleMania to no end. And then they're going to have the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Yeah. That's going to be on Saturday night. That's on the WWE Network. I don't know how long it's going to last. WrestleMania on Sunday, 17 matches from the pre-show all the way through the end. 17. This thing could last 5, 7, 10, 15, 24 hours.
Hey, I want to ask you about a couple matches really quickly that I don't understand.
Okay.
We'll start with this one first. Triple H versus Batista. And if Triple H loses, he has to retire as a wrestler. Shouldn't he have retired maybe 5 years ago? Like, why are we all of a sudden like, all right, now that you're 65 years old, you have to retire as a wrestler. It doesn't make any sense. I think it's kind
of
dumb.
It's one of those nostalgia matches.
We already had one of those, Dave.
Well, you didn't have it in WrestleMania. Yes, we have. Well, not this year. You need a nostalgia match every day. And I'm going to take you back to, what was that pay-per-view? The Best in the World pay-per-view they had?
Yeah.
Which was so horribly bad.
Was that the Crown Jewel?
Oh, that was so bad, yes. The Crown Jewel.
DX versus Bros of Disruption.
Yeah, but, you know, that match actually was pretty good. And they were old folks, as you said. But I think, you know, getting Dave Bautista back to do this, this was probably the best way to get Bautista to get not only get publicity for his movies coming out,
mm-hmm.
but also to get Bautista, Dave Bautista, back into the WWE ring. I think this might be the best way to do that. And putting that little caveat on there, there's no retirements in professional wrestling. I'll guarantee you that.
The other match I want to ask you about is Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin as a farewell match for Kurt Angle. I don't understand why his opponent has to be Baron Corbin. And I mean, well, okay, I do mean all due disrespect to Baron Corbin, but I mean, we're talking about a Hall of Fame wrestler here in Kurt Angle, legendary, you know, during the, I guess the 2K era.
Yeah.
We know when you had Edge, Hardys, and, you know, there was all sorts of talent in the ring just after the Attitude Era. I think Kurt Angle was a big part of that.
Oh, he was.
And to have a farewell match be Baron Corbin just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, so many people have, when they announced that it was going to be a final match at WrestleMania, so many people think, John Cena, John Cena, John Cena, because Angle put Cena over in one of John's first matches on TV. And a lot of people were thinking that was going to be the match. Monday Night Raw, we'll have to find out if they change it. They, you know, there's still that week building up to it.
Things
can be changed. I wouldn't be surprised that somebody attacks Corbin so they can get into taking on Kurt Angle. And the Kurt Angle match on Monday Night Raw with Samoa Joe was good. Mm-hmm. The ending was kind of eek, but it was really good.
Last match I want to ask you about, and this one doesn't... You know my thoughts on Shane McMahon wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Versus The Miz. Miz is an incredible wrestler, incredible personality, great mic skills, everything in between. Why Shane McMahon? I mean, why can't we find... I mean, look, AJ Styles is wrestling Randy Orton in a singles match.
Yeah.
Why don't we get Miz in a triple threat match just to have those three duke it out? I think that'd be a phenomenal match.
It would be so much fun.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
McMahon.
Yeah.
That's the name. And he's a giant sweat gland. That man sweats more than any person I've ever seen in my life. His hair will be so wet just from sweat, and it'll be pouring down his face. It's Shane McMahon, the giant sweat gland of the WWE. But I don't know why they're doing the match, except look back how they build storylines.
Sure.
Best in the World, when Shane McMahon took over for The Miz and won the Best in the World title, which was part of that horrible pay-per-view. And then they're building up to this being the Best of the World again.
Mm-hmm.
So... let me say it again.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. But
I'm not either.
Nonetheless, it will be a great WrestleMania 35. I look forward to it. That main event match, I think, is one everyone's going to have their eyes on. Not just for entertainment purposes, but to see, okay, can they really hold their own in a main event match?
Okay, Ajay Salveson, thank you so much for doing this juice. You've been a good friend over the years, and thank you for coming back every once in a while on Turnbuckle Trash. We welcome you anytime.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dave.
Chris on the Mat is next.
It's Chris on the Mat.
I'm lost for words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
If a guy didn't get cracked open, he wasn't really wrestling.
Chris
on the Mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
And on Turnbuckle Trash, we're joined from North Carolina, one of the hotbeds of professional wrestling over the years. It's the hotbed of Turnbuckle Trash. He is Chris Evans, the original Trash Head. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? With Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, I think we're doing well. We're getting ready for WrestleMania. I can't wait, man. I'm kind of excited.
Well, you know, the WWE always does two things for me. Number one, gives me heartburn, and number two, gives me a migraine headache every time Raw and SmackDown go off the air.
Okay. Explain yourself, Mr. Christopher Evans, why the heart, the migraine.
Okay. I can understand why they did it with Asuka. And then again, I don't understand why they're doing it with Asuka. You take a champion and you let her lose the title on free TV to give it to Charlotte Flair again for the eighth time she's gotten this title for the title. Okay, what are you going to do? You're going to put her in this match at WrestleMania because that's the only way to do it.
Now, didn't wasn't last year Charlotte and Asuka at Mania?
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, so she did have her Mania moment. Now, so the triple threat match that you're talking about headlining WrestleMania with Charlotte Flair, now the SmackDown Women's Champion, and then you add on Becky Lynch, the man, and Ronda Rousey. I think Vince has got something planned in the next week. I just wouldn't be surprised.
Well, if they do, they need to make up their minds what they want to do. I mean, this is getting ridiculous to have you're changing the title before WrestleMania, and now it's up in the air. I just didn't like the way they did it. I think it should have had Asuka should have been in a different match, and they really messed up a lot of the other females in the back that are dying for that moment in WrestleMania. But I don't know. I don't pay the bills. So
we know who paid the bills. That'd be Vince.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I got to agree with you to a point here because I've always thought that they needed to work in Asuka and make this a fatal four-way. Now, whether that's going to happen, I don't think we're going to find out possibly until WrestleMania Sunday. I mean, creative at WWE is likely to do anything at any moment, like we all know. But with Asuka being out, and there's rumors that she has injuries, and I still have that sneaking suspicion, and I could be 100% wrong, and usually I am. I just think somehow they're going to get Asuka involved in this at WrestleMania Sunday.
Well, creative likes to play with Lego blocks too, so they can create something else. But I just don't see. Yeah, she had an injury with her head. I believe that was the last time I heard.
Oh yeah, you told us about that. Yeah.
Yeah, she had an injury with her head, but that shouldn't. I mean, okay, wrestlers go through concussions every now and then, and they still are able to perform, but I just don't get it.
And yeah, that the SmackDown Live match with Asuka and Charlotte Flair was good. I just got through watching it just a few minutes ago because I'm a little bit behind. I didn't get to finish SmackDown until probably 10 minutes before we started recording on a Friday. So I thought the match was excellent. And I'm sitting there saying, Asuka needs to be at Mania. Asuka needs to be at Mania. Mm-hmm. And I'll say it one more time. Asuka needs to be at Mania.
Well, I mean, yeah, but now that, I mean, look at the way they're supposed to have 17 matches at WrestleMania.
Exactly.
17 matches. So let me ask you this. How are they going to work all this in and this have a championship match that's supposed to be the main event? They're pushing everything else to the side. The two championships don't matter. This is the main event.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I just...
you just don't know, huh?
No, I can't. That's why extra headache. I'm taking, I'm gonna take stock in it right now. I'm going back to my doctor to see if I can get some more stomach pills because they're about to drive me nuts.
Asuka aside, what about that main event match with Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, and Charlotte Flair?
I believe that Ronda Rousey will beat. I think she'll come out on top. Because of all the stuff that's been going on with the kayfabe and her breaking character and doing all this, and she's starting to get a following now that she's supposed to be this I'm not going to go by the script person. And I think that the title will not change hands until the next night on Raw. then the title changes hands. So that's how I picture it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be leaning towards the man, Becky Lynch, and possibly with interference from Asuka. I'm just throwing that in there just because that's what I want to do. I just want to throw something out there. But I would love it if they would change it up to a fatal four-way and have Asuka involved. But I don't think they will, but I would.
I would too. I mean, yeah. I would love to see Asuka get involved, and then Asuka does a heel turn, or does now because the most babyface, it's all up in the air. I know the man, which I cannot stand that little ordeal that they put her in. Uh-huh. The man.
The man.
But like I said before, wouldn't it be cool if Becky's walking down the hall and she stops and she goes, "Oh, it's you." And then they turn the camera, and then there stands Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hey, could happen. Could happen.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah.
It could. So I think that would be it would be a nice little WrestleMania moment there too. But
evening, we'll run to the beginning. Like you said, 17 matches, so they're going to have to add a few here and there. But the big one in the pre-show probably is going to be the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I think we all know where this is going because the man with the hands is going to be part of it. Are you interested in this battle royal at all?
Nope. I'm picking a surprise entrance in it. I'm going to pick Gronk. I picture him to make an appearance at WrestleMania, but we all know who's going to win it. These hands will definitely get it. If not, who all is entering in this thing? I don't know. I mean, all I know is Braun.
Yeah, the only one I know about is Braun Strowman and those two doofuses from Saturday Night Live.
Well, see, that's just an absolute joke.
Yeah, I suspect you'll just see some of the people, some of the other guys and from NXT. You might see one or two there. I wouldn't be surprised to see Gronk. I just wouldn't be surprised at all because he was at Mania, what was it, 3 years ago? The one they did in Dallas? And yep. Then, you know, you could see some of the people from SmackDown showing up there. I think they're just going to be surprising people. And there'll be one or two surprise entries, too. Don't be surprised if there's one or two of the legends that show up to be a part of the Battle Royal.
Yeah, but what's that going to do for Braun Strowman? I mean, his career is already, they made him into this monster. Now he's a joke. What's this going to do for him? Great, he has a trophy. Wonderful. It looks like Andre the Giant.
Well,
it didn't do anything. It's not going to do anything for him.
They ruined Braun last year at WrestleMania.
They ruined Braun. They've been ruining Braun ever since.
Yeah,
with that kid.
Yeah, so, yeah. Okay, let's move on because I just can't stand that.
So, you got that right. Go ahead.
In the pre-show, you're going to have the 205 Cruiserweight Champion. That's going to be Buddy Murphy against Tony Nese. I think both of these guys are great competitors. In the pre-show, that's going to be the one that I'm going to be interested in seeing.
Oh, yeah. These two are going to be high flyers. It's going to be a back-and-forth match. I picked the champion to probably pull it out and keep his title at the 205 and maybe win it. He'll lose it eventually, but, I mean, I pick the champion to win. He's held it for... 175 days now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I think they'll probably keep the title on him because who really cares about the cruiserweights? It's, I mean, they make the show. The cruiserweights do, but a lot of people just don't really care for the title. I mean, they don't really care for it.
Well, you know, there's been a couple of the pre-shows where they've actually stolen the entire show. I mean, they don't get near the recognition they deserve. But I think you and I are probably pretty much online. I think Buddy Murphy is going to continue on, unless, you know, maybe he gets the call up to the big roster soon. So let's move on in the predictions for WrestleMania. The one that I think both of you and I are kind of disappointed that this match is going to be taking place, Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin.
My question is, of all the people that Kurt Angle has faced, of all the people that Kurt Angle could go against, why Baron Corbin? Why? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, fine. You couldn't get John Cena to do it because John Cena doesn't want to wrestle right now. He's too busy big in Hollywood. But wouldn't it have been nice to see John Cena and Kurt Angle? But from what I understand and from what the rumors are going around is that Kurt can't go like he used to anymore. That's why they screwed up the match with him and AJ Styles. That's why it was messed up with Samoa Joe on Monday Night Raw. If y'all have noticed, please go back and watch the suplex of Samoa Joe. Kurt Angle lands straight on his head. And then after that, Angle wasn't, he just wasn't Angle. He was somewhere off in La La Land. This is how you all want to remember him by? By putting up with this guy? Are you serious? Come on, guys. Give him someone else. And I know this is going to be bad to say, but I would rather have seen him with The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Of all the people to call out, I'm going to call out Baron Corbin. Dude, call out Taker.
So yeah, but who are you going to pick?
I'm sorry. Well, it's going to have to be Baron Corbin.
You know what? I think you and I are both going to be on the same page there. And I'm going to put this in there because you want to give Kurt, the applause as he's going out a little bit. Mm-hmm. That Corbin cheats, he wins, Angle freaks out and beats the ever-loving you-know-what out of him in the ring afterward. That's the way I see it going. But Baron Corbin and I, I think both of us are going to be picking Baron and Kurt to put Baron over in that match.